On Monday, we talk about sports. Today, the subject is Bill Parcells, the football coach, and his team, the Dallas Cowboys. They've been surprising some experts with their success this year. Here's Slate sports writer Alan Barra with our own Mike Pesca.
Alan Barra, everyone knows Bill Parcells is a great coach, but coming into this year, they said, you know, he'll help the team, but the Cowboys won't be all that good. But they are good. They're 7-2. They have one of the best records in football. Why?
Because of Bill Parcells. That's essentially it. I mean, Parcells definitely shows the mark of a great coach. The ability to come in and take this, pretty much the same personnel that was there the year before and make more out of it. A lot of people predicted that he might win 7 games during the season. Well, so far they're right. Only he's done it 7 out of 9.
As far as predictions, I actually went back and looked up some of those predictions, and people, almost to a writer, said, yeah, Parcells will help, but it'll be a couple-year plan. Let me read you some of these predictions. This is from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, sort of the hometown paper of the Dallas Cowboys. One writer, prediction, 6 games. Gil Lebreton, 5-11. Jim Reeves picked him to go 5-11. Jennifer Engel picked him to go 7-9. Shireen Williams picked him to go 6-10. The Sporting News picked him to go 7-9. I couldn't find one prediction that even predicted him to go 500, and they're just one game away from that. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I don't want to say anything about the predictions. I've occasionally made a bad prediction myself. But Bill Parcells' idol, I think, from having talked to him a couple of times over the years, is not really Vince Lombardi, but Bear Bryant. Parcells so far has done what Bear Bryant did, turned 4 programs around in college. Bryant made Maryland, Kentucky, Texas A&M, and Alabama all turn their programs completely around. That's what Parcells is now doing in the pros. So he's on track, I think, to being regarded as the greatest coach of all time.
So what's the method to his madness? Does it just scare the hell out of his players to motivate him?
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, there's no denying the man is a jerk. but, you know, you don't hire pro football coaches because you think they're good guys. There's a couple of reasons why he wins. Number one, he's a fierce disciplinarian, but he's also smart, and he's a pragmatist. He doesn't try to impose his football philosophy on the team that he's with. He looks over the material and finds out the best way to win with that material. And he's done this with 4 distinctly different types of teams in the last 2 decades.
And so why don't other coaches, or why doesn't the rest of the NFL take his example and start firing some more players and being mean to people?
I don't know that it's possible to follow his example. Like Vince Lombardi and Bear Bryant, I'm not necessarily certain that he leaves an example to follow. There's a great story about Lombardi when the early 60s, the Giants and the Packers played 2 championship games together. The Giants had Ali Sherman, who was a football X's and O's genius, and they were spying, or so the story goes. They had a spy look on the Packers during their workouts. And when Ali Sherman or somebody in the Giants trust talked to the spy, they said, well, what did you see? What were they working on? And the spy reported blocking and tackling. Now, that's basically it. I mean, you know how to block and tackle. You know how to teach it better than your opponents do, or you don't. And Parcells does.
Alan Barra writes about sports for Slate and other places. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.